It got pretty hot yesterday, 29 degrees in Regina, although you may have thought it didn't really feel like that. Well, it's probably because of the 50K wind or 59K wind at one point, but it definitely was a hot one. Hot enough last night, I flicked the air conditioning on again to get through the evening, but I guess the city suggesting they'll keep Oscata Park Pool open until the end of September now was good timing because they said just that, and I know the Lawson is closing down for maintenance. That's the real reason. They just want to help alleviate with the demand that's out there for pool time right now, but not quite as hot today, but still as windy. Gusting later again to 50, which will still be a good excuse for ice cream. Remember, it's Miracle Treat Day at all the Dairy Queens, with proceeds from every blizzard sold in our province supporting the Jim Pattison Children's Hospital Foundation. But there was some spicy, stormy action north of us, Midwest Saskatchewan, near the Battle Fords. Lots of storms on social media, some coverage.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, this is one.
Oh, has this occurred?
Reaction on social media, that's south of Clavette with a home had their shingles ripped off right down to the frame and looking at it like shocked, and the siding was off the side. And another said on social media, the large hail was falling so hard it led them to shelter under their deck. And several people are saying the storm around Clavette, almost 3 hours north of us there, came with hail, intense rain, and a boatload of rain. My daughter was headed towards the Battle Fords herself yesterday and phoned and said, Dad, got through it, but it was pretty slow driving at times. Just had to pull over and wait the rain out. Brenda Dutart spotted what looked like a tornado while she was traveling on number 16 between Battle Ford and Lloyd, and she took a video of a long, dark cloud, she said, snaking down close to the ground. It was in the distance, though.
Where we were, it was windy, but I don't think we were very close to it.
We got no confirmations on Twisters yet from Environment Canada, but of course we got a call in and more coming up with Kevin Martell on that one. But another biggie this morning is the Air Canada flight attendant strike. It hasn't been solved yet. Notice was given, and they are out as early as Saturday morning, unless some sort of Hail Mary comes through to save the day. But right now, that's not looking like something that could happen here, and the airline is calling for government-directed arbitration. The feds haven't yet indicated if they're going to intervene. They're hoping they can work out the deal themselves, but here's how it's going to affect you. A lot of flights today that were scheduled may be canceled, and of course, even more canceled tomorrow. I'm just looking at the departure board of Regina Airport. I don't see any Air Canada cancellations on there yet, but you'll find out through email or use their app. Travelers we spoke to yesterday at the airport, pretty chill about the looming strike.
When we were preparing for this trip, we decided to not go Air Canada because we heard the strike was oncoming, and they certainly have a platform for the right to strike. They're saying that at the end of this that they're going to be the best paid. So I hope they are.
Anyone who's within a union or whatever, they're entitled to strike. So, I mean, you can't put that against anybody.
It's all for them. I'm okay with that because they should be paid. You know, that's fair enough. They do a lot of work. Customer service is hard. Some people aren't very nice sometimes.
Yeah, you know, that last point I agree with. Just again this week, a guy started on a flight on a plane flying into L.A., but he was drunk, and according to air passenger audio, the guy was so drunk he started fighting with a flight attendant. Passenger stepped in.
You need to sit down.
They're calling it a level 4 disturbance now. They said they had him restrained, he broke out, and there's passengers holding him down now. There's information that he struck a flight attendant, so there is injury.
It's nuts in the airwaves these days in the air. It's crazy. Hey, there have been more than 1,000 passenger flight attendant incidents reported already this year. Now, that is not the specific reason Air Canada flight attendants are striking. Just for the record, they're asking for better pay, better pensions and benefits, and an end to all unpaid work as well, too. And it's affecting Air Canada Rouge flights. Those are the flights that could be canceled here today through tomorrow if this strike is to go on early Saturday morning. And if it is canceled, don't bother showing up at the airport. Just, again, watch your email or the Air Canada app. They're very good at announcing everything there, too. And they will notify you if it's canceled and then offer a full refund. James Boga, CEO of the Regina Airport, suggests this is really going to make our airport a lot quieter.
This is certainly going to be disruptive to Canadians traveling, to folks from Regina, both coming and going.
as Air Canada is about 35% of our total volume of flights at YQR.
Well, I like the looks of this forecast. It doesn't look like there's going to be any rain, and the wind should ease by the evening, which is going to be good for the big WCBL Championship Series starting tonight at Currie Field. Our Regina Red Sox in game one of the best of three against Sylvan Lake, who eliminated Okotoks, who wanted to four-peat, but no, Sylvan Lake ended their run, and now it looks as if whoever's on the road is going to win this series. And that would favor the Red Sox. That's how it's been as of late. But game two after tonight will be in Sylvan Lake tomorrow evening. Game three, if necessary, in Sylvan on Saturday. Regina Red Sox team president Gary Brotzell told me yesterday they have bumped up capacity for tonight's game.
Yeah, there's some seat block for season ticket holders, but you can certainly get in there and buy a general admission ticket to get you in the gate right now. We bumped it up. There's 2,000 tickets that you could purchase right now, but I don't think we'll turn anybody away.
Sox have been winning on the road, like I said, through this playoff run, so they might feel a little more comfortable having to win the championship on the road in Sylvan Lake. But, man, that is going to be fun. Currie Field, you know, it's an intimate setting if you've never been, honestly. They've done what they their very best to upgrade it, and, you know, they've got a great canteen. The food is awesome there. And it's 2,000 will feel like 3,000 or more because it's a loud little park. It's fun at Currie Field. So hopefully a sellout and then some. Gary always says they'll never turn anyone away, walk up. But Frank, my producer, was just checking to see if he could get through to get a couple of tickets. And he said, yep, still some availability. I sure hope it's sold out as best as they can tonight. Our Saskatchewan Rough Riders, they're not sold out yet, but they're getting a lot closer now. Saturday's game against the Ticats, led by Bo Levi Mitchell, who dropped by the Green Zone yesterday, shared how pumped up he is for this game.
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime you play in Saskatchewan, you know, it's so fun to play in that stadium in front of fans that care about this game. They're passionate about the CFL game. They're passionate about their team. You know, when your team's playing well, too, is, you know, Sass, the fans show up. They're loud. They're proud. And I've always said it's probably, you know, one of, if not my favorite stadiums to play in. You know, in the CFL because of that exact reason. It's fun to go when you're on a away team, you know, go silence the crowd, trying to make great plays. That always adds a little bit extra to the game. But it just feels like a professional game. It feels like you're playing up to the level you're supposed to when you're in that stadium and everybody's out there and it's pumping. So, you know, when you're playing a 7-1 team first place, it's a measuring stick, right? You want to go out there and measure yourself against the best. You know, we're not judging ourselves on, you know, each team and how many points we win by. We're not, like you said, we're just trying to go 1-0, but you know, when you're playing the team that's got the best record currently at the moment, only being halfway through the season, albeit, but you're always going to judge yourself on that.
Bo Levi Mitchell on the Green Zone yesterday. He's good buddies with Regina's own curling legend, Benny Hebert. They live pretty close to one another back in Calgary days. And Bo took a moment yesterday to reflect on not only Benny, but how he feels about most people in Saskatchewan.
I mean, what a great dude. Obviously, I always say this. The people that I've met, they were raised in Saskatchewan, are probably some of the funniest people I've ever met. You know, just, I don't know what it is about growing up in that area, but it seems like, you know, Brett Jones, the center, you know, plenty of people, but Benny Heber is probably one of the funniest guys I've ever met, and it just seems like all these people I meet from Regina, from Sask, just have a great sense of humor, and he's definitely one of the tops.
Having known Benny since he was a young kid living near me, I agree. He's one of the funniest I know, too. Hey, kickoff Saturday, 1 o'clock. The Green Zone pregame show starts at 11 and, of course, picks up right after the game with your chance to call in and weigh on what you see Saturday afternoon. Well, yesterday, 1.3 million fans tuned into the Kelce Brothers podcast, New Heights, to watch Taylor Swift. And I guess it sort of did break the internet for a bit. About an hour and 44 minutes into this screen time, it all went black. And the New Heights social media account had to inform fans that they experienced a glitch. They'd be back shortly. They were up and running again, restored, and some of the takeaways. Well, Taylor shared the cover of her 12th album, The Life of a Showgirl.
It comes out October 3rd, and this album is about what was going on behind the scenes in my inner life during this tour, which was so exuberant and electric and vibrant. This is the record I've been wanting to make for a very long time. And I also wanted it to be just every single song is on this album mm-hmm. for hundreds of reasons. I wanted to do an album that was so focused on quality and on the theme and everything fitting together like a perfect puzzle that these 12 songs from my 12th album, it just, I feel like we achieved that.
Of the 12 songs, one features Sabrina Carpenter. And the album comes out October the 3rd, too. We also learned she's currently apparently obsessed with making sourdough bread. She says she talks about bread 60% of the time now. And Swift also shared how she met Kelsey, including his failed attempt to get backstage at one of her concerts, which led to a public plea for a date.
It was such a wild romantic gesture to just be like, I want to date you. So I was like, if this guy isn't crazy, which is a big if, this is sort of what I've been writing songs about wanting to happen to me since I was a teenager.
I thought it was interesting, too. I heard part of Taylor talking about she was never a football fan, but then she just totally immersed herself into learning the rules of football and now just lives and breathes it along with her boyfriend, which is, you know what? That's what's happened for the league. No matter what you think of Taylor Swift, there's a lot of young girls. There's a lot of young ladies who are now watching the NFL that never did before because of Taylor Swift. They're a fan, and well, she's in it, I'm in it. And I know that there's some of you out there. You have girls in your household, and you're a fan of the NFL. I'm almost certain they've shown a little extra interest, and grandparents, too, now have been saying and telling us through some of your texts yesterday, even as they were talking about it in the Green Zone, that my grandkids want to watch NFL Sunday with me now, too, but... The full podcast is available on podcast platforms like Spotify, Amazon, Apple, and the whole thing is just over 2 hours. Oh, yeah, the replay on YouTube. Since it's been posted, more than 8 million people have watched it on YouTube as well, and that number is growing this morning as well. Okay, U.S. President Donald Trump warning Russia there will be very severe consequences if it doesn't agree to stop the war in Ukraine. He's set to meet Putin in Alaska tomorrow. And in preparation for that, he met with his cabinet. Oh, and President Trump also getting into the award show business, too. Yesterday, he announced that he's personally going to host the Kennedy Center Awards. And it was not his idea, according to him.
I've been asked to host. I said, I'm the president of the United States. Are you fools asking me to do that? Sir, you'll get much higher ratings. I said, I don't care. I'm president of the United States. I won't do it. They said, please.
He also announced to this year's honorees, George Strait, Sylvester Stallone, Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive, and...
We'll be honoring one of the greatest rock bands of all time, Kiss.
There you go. This year's event is happening in December, hosted by Trump. Trooper for you. They're coming to Shake the Lake. Not this weekend, next weekend. Shake the Lake in front of the Conexus Arts Center. Great tickets still available right now. And this week I was giving away free tickets to the Friday night. Saturday night, it features the Kings, Stampeders, Trooper, and the Headstones to close it out. I've got a pair of tickets for Saturday night Shake the Lake that I'm going to award this morning. And, you know, last week I was playing Prism Armageddon. And a little snippet of it. And that's my favorite Prism song. And I think it's their best song, Armageddon. And when I said that was the best song from Prism, oh, the text lit up like, Greg, you're crazy. No, Spaceship Superstar or whatever. And then everyone wanted to weigh in. And I just played a little Trooper here for a good time. As a young kid, I loved that song. I'm entirely sick and tired of it. I'm sure Trooper is from singing it as well. I don't think it's their best song. They would probably say their biggest song. But it's not their best song. And I'm torn between Raise a Little Hell and perhaps Two for the Show or General Hand Grenade as the best Trooper song. I can't decide. If I'm going to pick one, Raise a Little Hell is a little overplayed too, but it's a fun song. But Two for the Show is a song that sticks with me too because it's part of my youth in love. You know, in lust probably in high school, but... Yeah. Okay, there. I'm going to say it. Two for the Show might be the best Trooper song. Now, if you want to weigh in on the discussion, I'm going to play a few other songs from Canadian artists that have either been at Shake the Lake or are appearing this weekend like Trooper. And at any time you want to weigh in on what you think this artist's best song is, text me 1-877-300-7275. And if you do, well, then I'll put your name in the hat just for playing along. And you could win tickets for Saturday night Shake the Lake featuring Stampeders, Trooper, Headstones, and the Kinks. Oh, look who just busted it down my door here. Great. It's Frank, my producer.
Hello.
Frank, what? Well, you want to talk about the best Canadian song?
I do. And I'm going to go off the path here again. A couple months back, we had Evan in and we were talking about the one song we've listened to forever. And I picked the Box Tops, the letter, and you guys all call me old.
Yeah.
So I'm going with a weird one here. I'm going Doug and the Slugs, Day by Day.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. You think this is the best song from Doug and the Slugs?
I love Doug and the Slugs. Making It Work is great. Too Bad is great. Making Love Stay is great. Or Make Love Stay. But Day
Who
by Day, I don't
know.
Something about this song, it hits me in the feels. You know?
And Making It Work was a fun song.
It was, yeah.
Okay. All right. That's all you came in to say?
That's all. All right. Back to my hole now.
I can't believe you're a super fan of Doug and the Slugs. They were a great band. Thank you, Frank. Weighing in. Okay, so now do you think that's the best song from Doug and the Slugs? Just a great song conversation through the morning. That's what I want. What's the best song from Trooper? Out of nowhere, and I'm a big Trooper fan, I say it's Two for the Show. Something about that song for me. 1-877-300-7275. It's 6:25 now. The rather punishing Chinese tariff of 76% on Canadian canola kicks in today. Naira Ahmed has a few more details for you.
The duty comes a year after China launched an anti-dumping investigation into Canadian canola, and the investigation was in response to Canada's 100% tariff on Chinese electric vehicles. The latest levy has already caused the price of one of Canada's most valuable crops to fall, wiping out millions of dollars in its value. Canola farmers and Ottawa have rejected claims of dumping as prairie premiers call on the federal government to support Canadian farmers.
We got to start punching back here. You heard Murray Wood's commentary. I agree. On the federal level at some point, sooner or later, we've got to start punching back on this issue.